Yeah, hi Janai. Because of the International Day Against Violence Against Women, we made a poster about the Istanbul Convention. Could you explain what the Istanbul Convention is?
Hi. Basically, the convention stands up for the human rights to a life free from violence. It includes 81 articles which preventing and combating sexual harassment, sexual violence, rape, physical and psychological abuse, domestic violence and so on. The convention signed by the Council of Europe in Istanbul in 2011, that's why we call it like that. It is the first to provide a legally binding set of guidelines, a legal framework, and also require states to establish services such as hotlines, shelters, medical services, counseling and legal aid. It has been signed by 45 countries, but 11 of them did not ratify it. For instance, Bulgaria, Hungary, Slovakia, Moldova, Czech Republic. And all these countries are pretty good at finding excuses such as harming the culture, religious, traditional, family structure and so on. If we ask why do we need this convention, unfortunately the answer is not that difficult. About 1 in 3 of women worldwide are victims of physical sexual violence at least once in their lives. We shouldn't forget that human rights are the rights for each and every person. So at this point, I have to mention Article 4.3, which says convention doesn't only protect women's rights, but without any discrimination on any other ground, such as sex, gender, race, color, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, association with a national minority, property, birth, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, disability, marital status, migrants or refugee status, or other status. I think it is pretty important to talk and try to remember this article, because actually this is the biggest problem for a lot of countries who reject to ratify the convention. This is what they are afraid of, this is why they reject to ratify the convention.
You are from Turkey, or you studied there. What experience did you make there concerning the compliance with the convention?
Actually I am from Cyprus, but I've studied in Turkey and lived in Istanbul 11 years. From the beginning of the convention I was there whole time, so I can easily answer your question. Funnily enough, Turkey was the first country who signed and ratified the convention. But there is no human rights in Turkey. I think everyone who is listening this knows at least a general situation in Turkey. The number of women killed in Turkey continues to rise year after year. Violence killed approximately 474 women in 2019, and in 2020 till now approximately 355 women, and in those numbers LGBTQ people are missing. Also these numbers are which we know, but there is also more which we don't know. So yes, there is no Turkish Turkish government doesn't follow the convention at all, and they are fighting against women fleeing rights. Unfortunately, there is no complaints process in Turkey in my point of view. So I literally can't answer this question. This situation is getting worse and worse, not even every day, but every minute. The convention has also been accused of promoting LGBTQ ideology, because for AKP, if you don't differentiate people of sexual orientations, you promote homosexuality, which is against their values. Their implementation to convention, so-called, but never done actually. And this year, the government, actually Erdogan, because he is the only person who decides everything, so the government means Erdogan in Turkey. And Erdogan announced the possibility of withdrawal from the convention. This has created a huge mass protest and movement with a hashtag İstanbul Sözleşmesi Yaşatır, which means Istanbul Convention keeps one alive in Twitter. We as a woman, Flint, have to fight hard for our lives to win, not only every day but also every minute. And we know how powerful, and they know, sorry, they know how powerful we are and our movement, and that's why the governments want to control us all the time.
The poster also tells about Poland. They have a quite conservative government at the moment. What are the biggest problems you found in that country?
First of all, I have to say that I'm not a lot into in Poland, so if I do any mistake, apologize for now. Poland is one of the countries also who signed and ratified the convention, but never implement in a law like Turkey. In my point of view, and I think for a lot of people too, the biggest problem is for sure the right-wing government, like Turkey and even Hungary and, unfortunately, most of the countries in the world. And also the power of the church over the Poland, since it transitioned to the democracy in 1989. So this is one of the biggest thing that a lot of people also don't know. Like, the church has a lot of power, like on the government, and they have a lot of good connections. PIS, the ruling party, who is pretty close to the Catholic Church, their main goal is to make domestic violence legal, in my point of view. They call themselves Law and Justice Party, but this is pretty tragicomic because they don't have the right to speak about neither law or justice. So-called Justice Minister Svipnev Jabro announced that they will withdraw the convention. And the announcement is a clear signal to the perpetrators that they will be protected and supported instead of victims. Fortunately, we are not afraid to go to streets to seek our rights. This is exactly what happened in Poland too, and tens of thousands of people protested this announcement.
I wrote a part about Germany on the poster. In Germany, places in women's refugees are missing. Women that are dependent on their men are therefore extremely vulnerable, especially if they have additional barriers like language or disability. And furthermore, Germany is refusing to sign Article 59, with the result that married women without valid residence permit have to stay with their violent partner. What have you thought when we talked about the German politic in this topic?
I think that's a bit difficult for me, but I will try to at least tell my feelings and tell my ideas. And when we talk about Germany, I don't know why, but to be honest, I was shocked when you told me the situation. Of course, I knew that most of the countries recognizing the convention, but implementations are still incomplete, and Germany included as well. When I first wanted to do something about Istanbul Convention, and when I told you, and you were also pretty excited about it, and you told me that you wanted to do something about Germany, I was so excited, and I thought, okay, it means that something also happening in Germany. You already told about the shelters and the women rights, and I think the government ensure as fast as possible receive a right of place, because every people has right to protect it from violence. And what I realized in Germany is we all talk about other countries' problems, facts, human rights, and so on, and so on. And we do a lot of demonstration for other countries and for their fights. And we kind of made their fights for our fight here. But I think, like, it is awesome, please don't get me wrong, but I think we also should take care of this country, and we also should fight for our rights here. As a foreign, I also have a lot of problems, but as a woman, for all of us, as a Flint people, LGBTQ rights, I think we should fight more for our rights here and try to make everything better. I think every country has to sign and ratify the Istanbul Convention, because that is the only way to protect women's rights and LGBTQ rights, and we have to fight for that, and we have to take back that convention and to make governments to follow the rules and protect people.